So I think you all know that today is Lincoln's birthday. And we celebrate the day of one who is supposed to feed the slaves of our land. On Monday, we will celebrate the birthday of one who will feed us all, including the slaves, from British tyranny or control. And yet today, after these many, many years, we find the entire nation rising up demanding freedom. Freedom now. Freedom now. You see all these colors in their demonstrations. And that goes not only for the minority group, but for the entire country. They want freedom. Well, the freedom sought by worldly men, where they seek exemption from all external restraints, can be realized only by union with that pattern man who achieved full and complete freedom. Without union with that pattern man, there is no freedom. No matter how they scream for it, and they're all screaming for it, they will not find it. They will not get it until union with the pattern man. For freedom is the gift which he, by union with him, bestows upon his brother. And there is no other way out of the maze. So you and I are blessed at this moment because we are on the verge. If we have not received union with him, we are on the verge of receiving union with the risen Lord. There are those today who are only starting the game. For the game is from innocence, through experience, to freedom. For innocence is simply defined as lack of the acquaintance of good and evil. They can't discriminate. Lack of any understanding of good and evil. We see it today in our midst, where a girl, white pigment, in spite of all the so-called evolutionists, who cannot discriminate between good and evil. She could murder 8 people in cold blood, cut them into pieces when they plead for mercy, and beg to be spared, and she said, but she didn't do wrong. Whatever she did, it was right. If she did it, it was right. No concept of good and evil. She only begins the journey now, and yet she's in a garment, white skin, long, long, straight hair, not kinky. And people think she is an evolution out of the dark skin. What nonsense. Here is a child beginning the journey. She hasn't the slightest concept of good and evil. She has thousands of years of a journey before. First she has to go through the furnaces and experience all the things that you have experienced. But in the end, as we are told so beautifully by Blake, whom God afflicts for secret ill, he comforts and heals and calls him friend. So in the end, he will be redeemed. He will have union with the risen man, the present man. And she would experience the entire story as told us in the gospel. So when today they're all demanding freedom, demanding this, demanding that, they will never know what freedom really is until they have union with the pattern. When that pattern is like taking a steel and impressing it upon, less prepared to receive these impressions. And so when he embraces you, or in whatever form you have union with him, he leaves his impress upon you, just like the seal upon wax or clay. And then that impress unfolds within you. As it unfolds within you, you are set free. And you aren't really set free until you find the sun. For the sun makes you free. You are free indeed. Whose son are you, young man? Go find out whose son that you is. For I want to find his father. And so the son one day is found. He stands before you. And you know, without any uncertainty, he is your son. And he knows you are his father. Then you are free. Free indeed. So it doesn't really matter what happens thereafter. But it starts from plain innocence, where a complete lack of any acquaintance with good and evil. Then we pass through experience. Well, experience is actually living. Living through something. So that we now know it firsthand, rather than by hearsay. We all live through that experience last Tuesday morning. Now, our train called us. We had 12 calls from the east. New York, Cincinnati, Jersey, and so on, to ask about us. Well, we can tell them nothing happened. A few things were broken, not much. No damage to the house. A couple of pieces of china, a few vases, and of course the things that fell off the wall with the balls for some bags. But there's really no damage. But we had the prints of the shape. And we all had it. I can tell them, but that's hearsay. For certain things. We have the experience. They only know it from hearsay. So experience is something that one has to live through. To experience is to actually live through something. So that you have a first-hand knowledge of it. Rather than have someone tell you about it so that your knowledge of it is only hearsay. You're not a witness if it's hearsay. And freedom is simply liberating the slave. It's really self-realization. It is a complete self-fulfillment in a spiritual sense. When I speak of self-realization, I'm not speaking of any organization that calls itself a self-realization. I'm speaking about actual self-realization. When you discover who you are, and you will never in eternity discover who you are, until the sun stands before you. And then you know who you are. And then you are set free. For bear in mind, it was God who was crucified. It was God who was buried. It was God who rose from the dead. It was God who was born from above. It was God who found David. And it was God David called my father. He was God whose body was split in two from top to bottom. And it was God who ascended into heaven like a fiery serpent. And it was God on whom the dove descended. There is only God in the world. So when we go back into Scripture, and the journey begins in the third chapter of Genesis, and we read the story of the serpent, and the serpent is asking a question of Eve. Did God tell you that you should not eat of the trees of the garden? And he said, no. But I should not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. but all the other trees. Did he tell you that you would die? So you will not die. But if you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will know good and evil. You will become as God, knowing good and evil, if you eat of it. And it seemed good to her to eat of it, so she ate of it, and then had the experience of good and evil. If you look at the definition of the word serpent, it is defined as to learn from experience. It is in your concordance, if it's a good one. I am quoting from James Cromwell's concordance. It's a different word from another serpent used in Scripture. This serpent is to learn from experience. There's no other way to learn it. The other time the word serpent appears, it is the seraph, which means a fiery being, a being set on fire. That's when you ascend into heaven. That's the fiery being that comes out. The entire Old Testament is nothing more than a shadow. It is an adumbration, the foreshadowing of things to come. The New Testament is an active parable. For a parable is a story told as though it were true, leaving the one who hears it to discover its fictitious character and then learn its message, and either accept it or reject it. So, the story told of Jesus Christ is the pattern man. It's an actual pattern. And when in one, and Paul implies, if he ever wrote that first letter to Timothy, some scholars question that he wrote it. But Paul is not a person. Paul is a state of consciousness. So whoever wrote it is talking about Paul. That's the state. And he tells you that I am the former. It was first in me that the example was set forth. And here he tells you, but he doesn't spell it out, the actual pattern. But he tells us that it was in him. He was the former in which this pattern, this example, he used the word example, but the King James Version uses the word pattern. I prefer that. While the very standard version uses the word example. In him was the first, the former. So this example took place. Now, the pattern is, as I told you earlier, that God and God alone was the one who was crucified. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up. So I am alive by a certain sacrifice. That is God, because God and the Son are one. In this sense. So here, I am that Son, because all the sons perform God. And we the sons came down into this world. Here I am crucified on this garment, the only cross that God ever wore. And I am buried in the tomb of this garment. And in that tomb, as told me in the 8th chapter of Ezekiel, I have made, oh, what horrible images I have engraved upon the interior of that tomb. If you read the 8th chapter of Ezekiel, you say to the Son of Man, make a hole. So I made a hole. And he said, go in. Go in and see what the elders of Israel are doing. I went in and I saw all these engravings upon the interior of this wall. And they made horrible things. And they worshipped beasts, birds, and horrible things of what everyone does in this world, rather than to fall in love with the parent. But they didn't know the parent. Now the parent has been sent to you. The parent has appeared in actual living reality. Will you accept the pattern? And the pattern is, give up all these things that formerly you worship and thought that they would save you and they would do this for you, and fall in love with the pattern. For Jesus Christ is the pattern man. One day you are embraced by the pattern, if you be male. The other could be in another form of embrace, but it's the same impression left upon the one embraced, left upon the one that was embraced in love. And so when the act is over, he is sent into the world, and then during this journey, this impression unfolds within the individual who was embraced, on whom that impression was made, like the seal on wax. And then you know who Christ is. For Christ comes to us as one completely unknown. Yet one who, after the embrace, lets us experience who he is. And we experience it in ourselves. And it's not a he anymore. I am. So the whole thing is all within the individual. And he unfolds the entire story as told us in Scripture. That's the only freedom that man will really ever truly enjoy. So we can have a Lincoln birthday to set slaves free, and a Washington's birthday to set all Americans free, and yet all Americans still crying out for freedom, for liberty. And all the minority groups, blacks, Chicanos, everything else crying out to be liberated. And you will not in eternity be liberated, save through union with the pattern man. The pattern of man who has achieved complete freedom. So when you're embraced by him, you're embraced by freedom itself. And that interest then unfolds within you, and you are as free as the being. You find the one being that really sets you free is the Son of God. And he stands before you, and you know who he is, and you know who you are. Therefore, it's a complete self-realization. It's a complete spiritual fulfillment. And then you know. So it doesn't matter what happens thereafter. Earthquakes, volcanoes, wars, anything in the world, you will be seeing, and your only feeling then will be for those who are now starting the journey. Instead of condemning and asking for the gas chamber, you look upon this little thing, it's like a thing, just God, only now tasted of the fruit of good and evil, and can't quite discriminate as yet. It doesn't know. And here it is traced to 6,000 years of a horrible thing. But as Blake said, do not let yourself be intimidated by the horror of the world. Everything is ordered and correct and must fulfill its destiny in order to achieve perfection. Follow this path and you will receive from your own ego a deeper perception of the eternal beauty of creation. You'll also receive an ever-increasing relief from that which now seems so sad and terrible. So, he starts it, and you and I are in it. And we'll wait for her after the unnumbered years that she has to travel. For she has to go through all that you've gone through. But God in his infinite mercy has hidden it from your memory. Hidden it and still allows you to condemn and do the things that normal men will do when they read these things in the paper. Why did it happen to me? Why did it happen to so-and-so? And yet we all shared a common experience that choose the moment. Some had a greater blow than others. But we all shared the experience, and you can't deny it. Well, that is something to be grateful for. You experienced it, and you're made up of what you've experienced. Others cannot be witnesses to these things if it could only be those who say, well, I heard it said. So I heard there was, as our friends call it, our sister-in-laws from the East, my niece from Cincinnati, others from different areas, and they're all calling. I'm quite sure one from Greece who comes next week will be writing in. You can't get through by telephone. And you'll be asking all kinds of things because people go out and they try to scare you all the more. One called from New York to say he just heard on the TV and he'd been trying all day to get you. And some of stories, they're all of stories, strangely enough. And he says this is only the first one. The big one is coming. And of course, it puts her right into a tizzy, as though this little thing knows what he's talking about. He didn't predict this one, but he's going to predict the next one. And then he gives his name and all the little degrees behind his name, and he teaches over Caltech, so he isn't a soldier. No one knows. No one knows. And whatever it comes, let it come. I tell you, let it come. You have experienced what only a very small section of our country experienced this last season. And life is made up of experiences. So the surface simply means to learn by experience. And we listen well. And the truth tastes good. And we came out into a world of experience. Because the journey is from innocence through experience to freedom. And that freedom is to awaken as God himself. So we're being plucked from a garden. As I saw it so clearly one night. This infinite field of human flowers, like sunflowers. And yet I knew as I looked at them, and they were so beautiful, I knew that I enjoyed a far greater measure of freedom than all of them put together. For there they were, beautiful, and seemingly perfect forever. If one smiled, all smiled. If the wind moved one, it moved all in the same direction. Whatever one did, all did. And I felt myself free to do what I wanted to do. I could walk if I wanted to. I could turn around if I wanted to. I was not moved by a chorus. And there was simply a chorus, all moving in unison. And I had been plucked before, and I ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and came out into a world, and started, and the first act was murder. And Cain killed Abel. And he did it through jealousy. And here is an act of jealousy. He envied their position in the world, envied their wealth, envied what they had, and felt no remorse in turn, but none whatsoever, even to this moment. But he's a teaching of the tree of knowledge. And our great anthropologist will tell us he is so advanced beyond the black man from Africa. All the great unknowns of, say, Peru, the great Indians that are still in the dark ages, like Ponzi is. He is only just prepared in these garments that are forever. For all these things are forever. This is part of the structure of the universe. And he simply assumed a certain garment. And for the first time, he appears in the world. Came from the world of evil. into the world of its day. And now she is faced with thousands of years of horror. But in the end, that merciful God will step beyond and redeem her into his body by union. And there will be union, and then the infant will be left, and that infant is the way of escape. And it begins with awakening within the grave, the grave being your child. And then coming out of that child, and that is your birth. And then discovering God's Son as your Son, and that's your fear. Then comes the great fit of your own body from top to bottom. And then your sin as a fiery serpent back into heaven from which you descended. And then comes the seal of approval to the saint of the judge. It smothers you in love because it approves your entire journey. And all will return. For here, you are at the end. I can tell you that. You are at the end. And she is at the beginning. And so all that you can really pour out for is nothing but compassion. Because she's beginning, but now you're ending. You've gone first, you've done the same thing. And so what I quoted earlier from that statement of Blake, as he revealed it to one called Matt Beckman. And in vision, Matt Beckman saw him and hailed him. He said, there was that great genius. And he waved to him and hailed him. And then he said, do not let yourself be intimidated by the horror of the world. And then he told him why. For everything is ordered and correct. It must fulfill its destiny in order to achieve perfection. And then he asked him to please follow this path. And if you follow this path, you will receive from your own ego a deeper perception of the eternal beauty of creation. You will also receive an ever-increasing release from all that now is being so sad. And Della. So here, we celebrate Lincoln's birthday, but you and I are searching for, and some of us have already found, the legal one he set to free. For he didn't set the minority free, for they're still begging for freedom. And Washington didn't set us free because we're still asking for, well, at least financial freedom. You're burdened with taxes, you're burdened with this, you're burdened with everything. And so, he didn't set us free. And not a thing in this world can set us free but union with the pattern man, who has already achieved true freedom. And union with him is an impression on us. Like the seal on his head wax. And the perfect impression is there, then we bear the excess image of the invisible God. And because it's there, when we are sent into the world then, to tell what happened to us, in that interval, that impress begins to unfold within us. And we know who we are. We are the God who was in the beginning crucified. Who was in the beginning buried in the human power, and who rose from that grave, and who came out, and they call him born from above, and who found God's only begotten Son that was nearest to his heart, that did all his will, and his name was David, and David called him Father. And then whose body was fit from top to bottom. And then who, after the split, ascended like a fiery serpent, came to heaven. And then that dove descended upon him. And then he knew exactly who he was. He bore the burden for the allotted time, as you have borne it for the allotted time. And then the long lost rank is now restored. And the God you were before you descended is the God that you have returned to, only augmented by the experience that you could not know without the experience. For you are immortal, and you would not know a thing concerning death unless you experienced death. How would you know it? Faith to hearsay. For I could tell all the gods of the world about death. What would they know about death? They are immortal. They cannot die. But you and I came down and experienced death. We go back augmented, beyond the wildest dreams of what we were prior to our descent. For we have experienced death beyond speaking from hearsay. We are experiencing things, and therefore we will speak as true witnesses. I can't be a witness, and if I can speak from experience, I go back as a witness to my victory over death. So that's what we are this day, in this wonderful world of ours. So, this symbol of freedom, and everything in the world is a symbol anyway. Lincoln is but a symbol of the freedom of minority. What a symbol of the freedom of a nation from a foreign control. For Jesus Christ is the pattern man that is the true liberator of the world. And until one has union with him, he cannot find freedom. But he cannot find the Son. And when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So we are told in Hebrews, although he was a son, yet he learned obedience to the things he suffered. Although he was a son, he learned obedience to the things he suffered. You are the one spoken of. For the entire Old Testament is simply the shadow, the copy of the eternal thing. And the New Testament is its fulfillment, but told in the form of a parable. And you and I have to experience the true story of that parable. And when we tell it, those who are still along the way, they'll reject it. They can't quite grasp it. They can't believe it. So they reject it. That's all right. Don't give up. You tell it because you speak from experience. If you speak from experience, you tell it. And a friend of mine called me from Cincinnati. So he tried to get through and tried to get through, and I couldn't. No one rang phone. As far as I'm concerned, no one was calling. He said, I've been trying 2 days to get through. When he finally got through, he asked me to explain. Well, I said, as far as I'm concerned, you are perfectly healthy. I wrote just about 1 minute before 6. I went to the bathroom. I was only there a minute, less than a minute. Before I could get back to my bed, the thing started. And as you know, experience, how intense it was, it came so suddenly. It was no rumble, just one solid mass of shaking, but from every direction. So I said, as far as I'm concerned, somebody held our house and shook it in all directions like a doll taking a little rag thing and shaking it. And so I could barely touch the bed. Well, I heard my wife say, don't walk, don't get off the bed. She didn't know I was off the bed. Don't get off the bed, sir, guess where you are, don't come in here. But you can't walk, as you know you can't walk. You just simply, it's from north, south, east, and west, all together, plus some other direction. And so here, you're helpless, you can't shoot the one who's doing it. You can't find anyone to get even with them. You have said and said it. You're taking something and you can't find that culprit who's doing it. And then all of a sudden, you start picking up the grasses, picking up the dishes, picking up the things that he did, seemingly. And it's all prepared for it. So I can speak from experience. And I could tell him over the phone, but he can only repeat what I say, and it's only hearsay. He doesn't know from experience. Give thanks that you now know from experience. Merely one day will return, and the entire horrible drama that you've gone through, playing the actor in it all, sometimes the victim, sometimes the culprit. You say them all, and at the end you come out, and because you say them all, you forgive all. But it was all to awaken you to the being that you really are. For the purpose of this whole journey is to awaken us, the Son, to fatherhood. That's how the Father rises to a higher level, by taking His Son, who comprised Him, and putting Him through the horrors of the world, which is Himself, because He's made up of His Son. And then putting us through all that we go through, He, the one Father, comprised of the Son, is lifted to a higher level. And we have expanded beyond the wildest dream by the experiences in this world of horror. So, when they are seeking freedom, and you'll see them tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we'll have another demonstration and another demonstration. And this one wants freedom and that one wants freedom. And you ask them, what do you mean by freedom? They can't tell you. They mean freedom from external restraint. Freedom to do anything they want without any restraint. And there is no such freedom until union with the pattern man who is all love, who would hurt nothing in the world. Until that union takes place, you will never enjoy the freedom that you are seeking, which is complete freedom from all external restraints. And you will find them, whether you are a minority group or any other group in the world. Fortunately for me, I have never called myself one among the minority. I came here as a stranger to America, but not from the day I landed did I ever think myself other than one with America. I never called myself an American barbarian or an American West Indian. It never occurred to me to have this hyphenation in my world. I either am an American or I am not one. As long as I'm living here and became an American, I'm an American. But to call myself a Mexican American, or a Black American, or a White American, or that would be stupid. And so I am, while I'm here, by adoption, I'm an American, equal with anyone born here. Because the outer garment that I wear. But when all these call themselves by this name, a Japanese American, a Chinese American, a Mexican American, I can't see why. Why don't we drop the little hyphenation and just simply be American? And then find this wonderful story concerning the only one that can set you free. And seek Him beyond all things. And don't substitute some little thing for Him. The whole vast world has substituted these, a worshipful image that made all kinds of images, and they worship it instead of seeking of all things this internal word, which is only a pattern. Now let us go into the sun. or any questions, please. Any questions? The Bible implies it by saying 1,000 days or 1,000 years as a year in the eyes of God. If he took 6 days in which to form his image, well then we conclude it's 6,000 years for the journey. But it's not stated just in that now. It implies in Peter's letter and in the first chapter of Genesis on the 6th day. When Peter tells us that one day in the Lord, vision is equal to 1,000 years of men. It is implied. Any other questions? If there aren't any other questions for them, we'll call it a day. Thank you. Good night.